So we're continuing the insights of Rav Kook on the Birchas HaShachar now. So we're on the right side of the page. The bracha that we recite every morning, Sha'aso li kol tzarki. That the Ribbono Shel Olam made for us, he prepped for us all our needs. Aso li kol tzarki. And this bracha, it enables us to reflect on how the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world and how he provides for us. Kesha'adam margish es atzmo omid b'mahuso b'chayav. When a person feels himself standing in his place, meaning oftentimes we're so busy running and doing and going that we don't reflect. But what happens when you're omid, when you stop, when you're just there? B'mahuso, in your essence, in your life. Yodeahu b'birur, yodeahu barur. You know, in that moment, shekol mashehu tzarech letovaso, everything that we need, asolo Hashem yizbarach mechaya hachayim, yotzram u'mechalkalam. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, he already gave it to us. It's already out there, given to us by that which gives life to everything, creates and sustains. Ein hevdel klal. This line was interesting to me. Bein hachesronos vein hayisronos. Between the lackings and the excesses. Kulam heim tzrachav shel ha'adam. Everything that we have in our, I guess, like makeup that we need. V'chol ha'darash lo be'emes. Anything that we really need. Lemegamas tachlis tovaso ha'amitis. To the person's real good. Right, sometimes people wish for things, but it's not good for them. That's why we often daven and we say the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us chayim tovim, what's really good for us, not what we're asking for. Just give us what's good, what we really need. All those things, naseh v'nishlam b'chemlas avrachim. It's already there. It's given to us. It's out there in the world. There was a country music song. It's called All Right. I've got all that I need, and it's all right by me. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to feel. And what happened? He's going to explain that sometimes life got complicated, but be'etzem, inherently, it's really all there. Ikar ha'akara, the main recognition, shel hodas hatova, of thanking God, having appreciation, b'milui sifecha chaimhu, with the filling of that which we need in our life, is to be aware, sha'anu yodim, that we know, shakol tzarkeinu asuyim heim, all of the things that we need, mitzuyim b'mitzias, it's already out there. Val pi ha'hatava shal ha'maisim, through the goodness of doing things, v'his'alus ha'musar v'hakdusha, and the way that we elevate ourselves morally, spiritually, yugam ke mitzuyim lanu, they will also continue to be available to us. Umugaim liyadenu, the word maga, liga means to touch, lahagia means to arrive. It's right there for us. It's right there. Ba'ofen maspik v'kal, in an easy way. What's the challenge? Kirak al yedei, the quotes of Gemara in Kiddushin, shma shahareosi es ma'asai kipachti es parnasasi. Human beings made life super complicated. So because we made life so complicated, we have to work harder. But the more that we simplify things, the easier it will be to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam provides for every person. Everything is there. Va'az, and then al pi tikun hamusari, through the tikun hamusari, meaning the person's moral development, as we develop our character. Think about it in this light. When a person is born, the Gemara says that a person has only a yetzer hara. And when they become developed, bar or bas mitzvah, then they can develop a yetzer hatov. So that's totally unfair. The yetzer hara has a 13-year head start. So the pshat is, no, the yetzer hara is a person's selfishness, being self-absorbed. So every child or grandchild that you know at the age of 3 is totally self-absorbed. The most difficult thing that child has to do is to share. Because by definition, every child, when they're born into the world, they're very needy. And then when they grow up, they learn you can share your life with somebody else. That's what it means to have a mature perspective on life. You take responsibility for other people. You care about other people. So Rav Kook is saying, what happens when we grow in our life? We grow and develop morally. We become less self-absorbed and more focused on what we can do for others. What's our responsibility? And when we do that, that's the development that we have. Sheyesh al yedei hamachsor v'shevet ha'oni. Fascinating line. Why does Rav Kook say the Rebbe Shlomo put us in a world that we have to work so hard for parnasa? That we have to work so hard to develop, you know, the relationships that we want to succeed. Why does it have to be so hard? If Hashem already put it there, so why did he make it hard on us? There's a parallel teaching like this in the Chovas HaLevavos. He said, because what Hashem wants us to do is to build that world, to live up to those challenges as we develop morally. If it was all given to us on a silver platter, then you wouldn't have to navigate complicated situations and express your moral development.
You wouldn't appreciate it.
A, you wouldn't appreciate it, but B, through the need of trying, you learn how to interact with people and be kind to them. You learn the need to daven for things. All the kinds of developments that we have when we go through struggles, if we didn't have that need, so then maybe we would appreciate it, maybe not to the same extent, but we would see Hashem more directly. But Hashem wants us to work hard so that when we encounter that mania, that challenge, we say, okay, how do I show up as my best self? I'm dealing with this difficult client or patient or customer or neighbor. Well, can I come to it in my best self? Because obviously it's hard. There's a chisaron here. There's a problem. And that, harei ze gam kein bechlal milui hachayim, milui tzrachim. That is also part of our needs. Because we need to grow. Our point here in life is to grow spiritually. How are you going to do that? By confronting challenges. So by making it not so easy for us, even though it's already there, the Rebbe Shlomo enables us to grow. That's what Rav Kook is saying. So now, Aval al kol eile, on top of all of this, the overarching perspective, Meir ha-ra'ayon, the idea shines, shahatoda, that the thanks, hayotzis mikerav haneshama, that comes from our soul, hi al ha'osher hagadol, the great wealth, shebarachme hayotzer v'chem loso al yitzur, that Hashem in his compassion on the creations, shebemitzius, practically, really, if we could actually see it clearly, ha'achana shebebriya, all the preparations for everything that we need, kvar heichin va'asa, he did it all, it's already baked in, kol masha anachnu tzrichim lo, whether it comes to our physical needs, what we need to take care of ourselves. Every person is put into the world. Guess what? There are the right spiritual tools for them, the right rabbeim, the right books, the right madrichim. It's all there. Everything is out there. So now we're going to have to struggle. But the real thanks, we think, thank you, God. We've got this. It's similar, you know, it's very similar to like the comment that Bertosus makes on the idea that you say, borei nefashos rabos v'chesronan. So the Rebbe Shlomo created everything and all of our lacking so that we can accomplish and go through and thank. But guess what? When he created our chesronan, he already created what's there. So before we got hungry this morning, Duncan is already waiting for you, right? It already has hashgacha. It already has your dad who's going to sponsor Baruch Hashem, right? It's all already there, but you have to thank the Rebbe Shlomo that he prepared that for you. It's prepared in advance. So the hungry, the chisaron that you feel like, I'm hungry, don't worry, the Rebbe Shlomo already put in place that your dad's going to take you to Duncan, to Stama, I would assume. You're here learning. Okay. So he says, that's not in the ruchnia side, that's in the gashmiya side. Al pi osa amidu al yona hayadua l'chachma Torah, and that calibration, all of that calculation, is made bechesed el yon with the Rebbeinu Shalom being so kind to us, b'hanhagas hayitzur kulo. And it's an amazing thing because the Rebbeinu Shalom does this for every single creation. It's beyond our grasp. Shekol yachid mi Yisrael, that each Jewish person in the morning, every one of us makes a bracha al ze with this belev navon, with a wise, insightful, discerning heart. Sha'asoli kol tzarki. So this is a beautiful pshat in the bracha that the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not osali kol tzarki, that today he's going to do for me all the things that I need. No, it's asali kol tzarki, means he already did. He already set it up. That's the insight. That's the chiddush that Rav Kook is saying in this bracha. It's not
Osa Yisrael, Ozer Yisrael. It's Asa. So part of what's troubling him when he sees this bracha is, why is it Ozer and Oter, but it was Asa Li Kol Tzarki. It was made for me all the things that I need. So he's saying, it's all right by me, because it's already done. It's already set. From the moment we were created, at that moment, the Ribbono Shel Olam set it up so that everything that we're going to need, we're going to have it. Amazing. That's why it's also called Sarki.